In Afghanistan, U.S. forces are stepping up their hunt for Osama bin Laden. Military spokesmen point to better intelligence and better weather as reasons for the push. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, there's also speculation that election year politics are at play.
For the Bush campaign, the advantages of getting Osama bin Laden before November 2nd are clear.
If you're running for election as the president who is waging the war on terror, then what could be a better indicator of your success than having the world's leading terrorist put out of business?
That's Daniel Benjamin, a former director for counterterrorism at the National Security Council, now at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. You can get a taste of how much bin Laden's capture might delight the president's campaign advisors if you look back 3 months to December and the capture of Saddam Hussein. The president's job approval rating rose by 7 to 10%. The only problem, says pollster Andrew Kohut, is it only lasted a month.
And then we got to January, and there were a lot of bad news. Some of it was about Iraq, renewed questions about why weren't there weapons of mass destruction found, questions about a roaring budget deficit. And pretty soon, when the capture of Saddam did not turn out to be a turning point, it pretty much dissipated.
Kohut, who runs the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, says the political bounce from catching bin Laden would be bigger than Saddam. If it would last, Kohut says a lot depends on the timing.
The closer an event like that happens to an election, the more likely that the bounce will be in effect during the election. That's why we have these so-called October surprises.
But Ed Rollins, a veteran Republican strategist, isn't so sure an October surprise is the way to go. Rollins ran President Reagan's successful re-election campaign back in 84, and he says if the Bush team is planning to engineer a capture right before the election, a scenario he dismisses as pretty unlikely, he would advise against it.
The key thing here is to make sure it doesn't look political. If it all of a sudden was a week before the Republican convention or sometime in the fall, I think people would be very suspicious. I think at this point in time, go find them, hunt them down. Now is the best time by far to catch them.
Bush campaign officials declined to comment for this story, but it's clearly in their interest for the president to look tougher on terrorism than his Democratic opponent. That's even more important now that that opponent is almost certain to be John Kerry, no slouch himself when it comes to national security matters. Yesterday, as Senator Kerry dominated the news with his Super Tuesday victories, the president made sure to get his 2 cents in. Mr. Bush gave a speech to mark the first anniversary of the Homeland Security Department and said his team is on the offensive in the war on terror.
Some 2/3 of al-Qaeda's key leaders have been captured or killed. The rest of them hear us breathing down their neck. We're after them. We will not relent. We will bring these killers to justice.
Bringing bin Laden to justice poses some interesting hypothetical problems. One authority on al-Qaeda describes the scenario of a trial and putting bin Laden on the stand as like Milosevic to the nth degree, a reference to the deposed Yugoslav president who's used his war crimes trial to publicly lambaste the West and rally supporters at home in Belgrade. Then again, bin Laden's track record suggests he might not follow the example set by Slobodan Milosevic and Saddam Hussein. They gave themselves up to the authorities. Daniel Benjamin, the terrorism expert, says bin Laden considers himself a war hero. And rather than grant President Bush his election year wish, Benjamin says bin Laden would go down fighting. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.